Intrepid, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger. We're about a minute from LOS. Everything's looking real good. Your computer and everything is fine. The most possible idea we can think for your 1106 alarm was if you turned your DUA off about when your computer was running, that might have possibly caused it.
What's a DUA?
Roger, that's your digital uplink assembly.
Oh, okay.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal from Intrepid and Yankee Clipper. As the two spacecraft still docked, went around the corner of the visible face of the moon, visible to the naked eye and to the antenna at the tracking station. To review briefly again, some of the upcoming events leading to the second manned lunar landing. The soft undocking is scheduled to take place shortly after acquisition of signal during the 13th revolution. This will be at a ground elapsed time of 107.54 as per the flight plan. The soft undocking will be done in a radial direction. That is, the two spacecraft will be aligned toward the lunar surface so that the motion is radial as opposed to posigrade or retrograde when the undocking occurs. To accomplish this soft undocking, the probe is extended until the capture latches at the end of the probe are the only item still connecting the two spacecraft together, and then they're unlatched very gently, and this imparts a minimum amount of energy into the two spacecraft motions so as not to perturb the orbit and cause any changes in the orbital measurements. Separation maneuver, which is a command module RCS maneuver, will take place at 108.24.42, velocity of 2.5 feet per second. This again is a radial maneuver, which will produce a separation at the time of the descent orbit burn by the lunar module of about 2.5 to 3 nautical miles. The descent orbit initiate maneuver, which will place Intrepid on a sort of elliptical orbit with a paracentian of 8.3 nautical miles, apocentian of 60.6 nautical miles, will take place at 109.23.38. This will be a burn with the descent propulsion system engine, retrograde 73.1 feet per second. This descent orbit initiate burn will be exactly opposite the point of power descent initiation. That is opposite in that it's 180 degrees away or prior to the DOI or PDI maneuver. DOI, as mentioned earlier, will put the Intrepid at 8.3 nautical miles above the surface at the time of power descent initiated. This is some 260 nautical miles uprange of landing site 7, Power descent initiate. Again, a descent propulsion system maneuver with a retrograde velocity total all the way down to touchdown of 6,619 feet per second will take place at 110, 20, 35. Touchdown is estimated to take place at 110, 31, 58. Just prior to undocking, the command module color television camera will be turned on. And this will be approximately 40-minute television pass. During the period between soft undock and the separation burn, Dick Gordon in the command module will inspect the lunar module to see that the landing gear is deployed properly and that all looks shipshape for Intrepid to make the landing. We'll acquire Intrepid and Yankee Clipper again some 40 minutes and 40 seconds from now. And at 107 hours, 4 minutes, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.